Hallelujah. Are you ready? I want to talk to you today on what we call success unlimited. Success unlimited. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read something first. Can we rise? Let's read a scripture, Ephesians 3:20. We are looking at success unlimited. Ephesians 3:20. Let's read it together, please. One, two, read. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Let us pray. Say this with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. By my faith, I declare that my ears are anointed to hear. My mind is anointed to receive. My spirit is anointed to understand. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Every aisle, every row. Touch, heal, deliver, set free. Whatever is wrong, make it right in Jesus' name. And church says, you may be seated. What is success? What is success? Success, according to the world, is the accomplishment of a worthwhile goal. Success, according to the world, is the accomplishment of a worthwhile goal. But for us as children of God, success is the progressive realization of God-given goals. Because no matter how much success you have outside of God's plan for your life, you're a failure. The true measure of success is the fulfillment of your destiny. The true measure of success is the fulfillment of your destiny. Success can also be defined as the achieving of a desired end. Success is the achieving of a desired end. It can also be said to be the accomplishment of a desired goal. Success is the accomplishment of a desired goal. So if you had a goal to go to the university, you went to university and came out, that's some success. Am I right? Then you wanted to study master's. You went for your master's degree and achieved that goal. That's success. Are we together? Because a lot of people don't really know what success is. They think success is maybe you have a car, that's success. No. Those are symbols of success. But success itself is the progressive accomplishment of your desired goals. The goals you set. You wanted to get married, you got married. You wanted to have children, you had children. That's success. Are we together? So, when it comes to the measurement of success, you don't look at someone else and say, this person went to Harvard University, until I go to Harvard, I'm not successful. No. Where do you want to go? What do you want to study? Where do you want to work? Hallelujah. So, we've started this message, Success Unlimited. Can I get an amen? Let me say something about the child of God. John 10:10. Jesus Christ said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to what? But he says, I am come, that he might do what? Have life, and have it how? More abundantly. See? He says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more See? So when it comes to God, there's always room for more. And that's why we said, success how? Unlimited. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Then he says, according to the power that worketh where? In us. Take note of that. So with God, there's always room for more. God has planned for your life to keep on getting better and better. Can I get an amen? Romans 1 verse 17. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live, how? By faith. So you can see, in the kingdom of God, we move from faith to what? To faith. God doesn't want you to be static. I remember a dear man of God defined success. He said success is having results in succession. Because the word success is from the word succession. See? So we heap success upon success. Say we heap success upon success. Yeah. It's from glory to glory. It's from faith to faith. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Say from faith to faith. Say again, say from faith to faith. Now watch this. In Matthew 9, verse 29, the Bible says, be it unto you according to what? To your faith. Look at that. So God says, what I'm able to do in your life is limited how? By your faith. Because God always wants to do more. Tell your neighbor, make room for more. Tell someone else, make room for more. Yeah. God is a God of big dreams. When he had only two men on earth, using the word man as a generic term, that's both the wife, you call out man as, you understand? When you say, are you not, I mean a human being, you get what I mean? Using the word man as a generic term. He had just two men on earth, or two people, for those who don't understand that use of words. He told them to have dominion over what? The whole earth. See, God has a big dream, but he knows you're going to take it step by step. He told the children of Israel, said, you are going to defeat your enemies little by little. He said, I want to deliver all of them at once into your hand. He says, let the beast of the field multiply against you. He says, from level to level. See, success unlimited. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Look at this. It says, but we all, how many of us, some of us, it says, but we all with open face, doing what? Beholding as in a glass. What are we beholding? Are changing to the same image. How? That means there are levels of glory. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are being changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, no matter where you are right now, there's something better. Yeah, you need to know it. You see, that's why I walk the way I walk, because I know that no matter what you achieve in this time, somebody else is coming to do something better. I remember when a dear man, I think his name is Johnson, can't remember his first name now, he ran the 200 meters race many years ago. And when he ran the race, when he got towards the end, he began to slow down. And he had the gold medal with a new world record. Glorious. Then Usain Bolt said, I'm going to break his record. He said, nobody can break that record. He forgot that the future is always better than the past. So you better maximize your time now.
And Usain Bolt broke the record. And I always tell people, Usain Bolt is also what? Slowing down when it's coming to the... Have you noticed it? Somebody is coming to beat that record. Because records exist to be broken. Are you following me? See, records are not boundaries. They are platforms. Are you getting what I'm saying? Records are not boundaries, they are platforms. So, no, say, this is the wealthiest man in Bayelsa. Okay, it means that's the platform people have reached at this time. And it just means that someone can always go higher. Are you out there? I said, are you out there? The Bible says, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Then it says, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, you are experiencing things at the level of your faith. Whatever you are experiencing right now is a revelation of the level of your faith. What does the Bible say? It says, now faith is what? Faith is what? The substance of what things hope for. What is your hope? Your dream. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Then it says, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is giving substance, the Moffat translation says. Faith is giving substance to our hopes. In other words, what God will materialize is what we expect. Come on now. The word hope means a joyful expectation of a favorable outcome. The word hope means a joyful expectation of a favorable outcome. The word hope also means an earnest anticipation of good. All right? The Bible says faith is the substance, hypostasis, of things hoped for. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. This is your dream. Pastor, I have a dream of becoming a great man. I have a dream of having a great business. It says faith is the title deed to your dreams. And God says it will be able to do for you what you can only believe for. The Bible says, if thou canst believe, Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believes. So faith is a personal matter. If you fail, it's your fault. If you succeed, it's your fault. You say, Pastor, no, it cannot be my fault. All right? 1 John 5 verse 4. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. The word is nike. It means to subdue, to prevail, to get the victory, to win, to overcome. Now, the world is the word aeon. It refers to an age, the orderly arrangement of things. See, the orderly arrangement of things. It says, for whatsoever is born of God gets the victory over the world system. Over the world system. Then, that's your destiny as a child of God. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. That's your destiny as a child of God. But it said, but this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even what? So you may be a child of God and still be a failure if you don't walk by faith. So there are many people who are children of God, but their lives are full of struggles. Why? They don't understand how faith works. The blind man came and said, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Give us Matthew 9:27. We'll come back here. Matthew 9 verse 27. Two blind men. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And this is the way people pray. Oh God, have mercy on us. Oh God, have mercy on me and bless me. Oh God, have mercy on me, let me have a house. Oh God, have mercy on me, let me have a husband. Oh God, have mercy. Oh Father, mercy, mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, mercy, say no. I'm not going to let you go. Well done. Next verse. And when he was coming to the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? Now you're crying, oh God, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, bless me, have mercy on me, heal me, have mercy on me. Do you believe I can do this? Because sometimes when we cry out for mercy, we are actually shirking our responsibility. Oh God, have mercy on me and let me pass my exam. Have mercy. Did you read? No. Have mercy. Jesus said, believe ye that I'm able to do this? Do you believe? Are you convinced I can do this? Are you convinced? Are you sure I can do this? Because it's only when you are sure that you have the title deed to what you hope for. It's only when you're sure that you have a title deed to your dreams. Are you sure? Oh, Father, if it's my sin, if it's my sin, Father, if it's my sin, have mercy on me. The Bible says the Lord is merciful unto all. Do you believe? Oh God, help me. Help me, God. Merciful God. Do you believe this thing will change? Help me, help me. Do you believe? Jesus, when he said, have mercy, this is just heal them. Mercy means, oh, your judgment that comes upon you or that you're supposed to receive can be removed from you. But do you believe I'll be able to do this? Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm merciful. Do you believe? That's the question. That's the question. Do you believe I am able to do this? Do you believe? I believe. The Bible says, if you can believe, watch this, all things are possible. To who? It says, if you believe, I release my ability. Because God's ability flows in the direction of faith. God's favor flows in the direction of faith. Do you believe God will give you favor with this man? Do you believe God will give you favor with your father? Do you believe God will give you favor with your husband? Oh Lord, have mercy. He says, yes, I'm merciful. Now, do you believe I can change the situation? That's the question. Because there are many people who are crying, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. God, have mercy. And God says, I am merciful. Jesus Christ on the cross means I've been merciful to you. Hebrews 8 verse 12. We'll come back here, please. Hebrews 8 verse 12. It says, I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness. I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Oh God, have mercy. It says, I'll be merciful to your unrighteousness. So, do you believe now? See, because so long as you have condemnation, you can't believe for God's best. So long as you have condemnation in your heart, you cannot believe for God's best. And that is what the devil is using to stop God's children. God says, I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. The reason why many don't have faith, they still think that God has not fully forgiven them for what they did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. God says, I'll be merciful. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember for how long? So long as you still have condemnation, faith will not function. So long as you still have condemnation, faith will not function. And many people, condemnation has weighed them down. So they want this thing. Oh God, have mercy. They cannot believe for it. You've asked for forgiveness. He says, I will not remember. But you just can't believe it. Hear me. The forgiveness of sins was not your idea. The forgiveness of sins was not my idea. Hello? Someone asked a question one time and said, if God knew that Adam was going to sin, why did God not just not create evil? You know, people have those kind of questions. You see, you must understand something about God. God never violates the human will. See? He gave us a will for a reason, so we could choose him. Do you know that love is not love when there is no choice? Hey, love is not love. Say, you must, if you, I will shoot you if you don't love me. Say, I love you. Say, I love you. Kiss me here. Then he said, my wife loves me. Because she knows that if she doesn't kiss you, what will happen? You will kill her. So God gave man a choice. Choose me. And man did not. And God said, in dying you shall die. Is that not what God said? Is that not what God said? He said, thou shalt surely die. But hear me. Who killed the animal when Adam sinned? Who did? God. He was the one that offered the sacrifice to cover their nakedness. See, a lot of people don't understand God. And that's why your faith for the success God wants you to have, you can't have faith for it. God was the one who killed an innocent animal for a guilty man. God killed an innocent animal for a guilty man. And he covered his nakedness. What the man did brought the nakedness on him. What the man did, he was stripped of the glory and honor. What the man did, removed that glory. But God said, I can't watch my son live in this mess. Naked, killed an animal and covered him. The forgiveness of sins was God's idea. Revelation 13, verse 8. The Bible speaks of the Lamb of God that was slain when? From the foundation of the world. God always had a plan to forgive you. He's a merciful God. The people said, have mercy on us. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us. Oh, if only we could see God's heart.
If only you could see God's heart. The Lamb of God, Revelation 13 verse 8, was slain from the foundation of the world. Before you knew your right hand from your left hand, he has sent his son to die for your sins. Genesis chapter 4. This is one of the most intriguing scriptures. I want us to begin from verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. Verse 4. And Abel also, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Verse 5. But unto Cain and unto his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was wroth, and his countenance fell. Verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? Verse 7. If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And under thee shall be Zion, and thou shalt rule over him. Next verse. And Cain talked with his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. He slew him. This is terrible. This is unpardonable. You're killing someone because of the favor of God on his life. Next verse. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? What an insult. God is talking to this man. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Next verse. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood does what? Cried unto me from the ground. Blood has a voice. Write that down. Blood has a voice. Next verse. And now art thou cast from the earth, which has opened a mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thine hand. Now watch this. When Cain killed his brother, and the blood touched the ground, God says, you were cast from the earth. In other words, your brother's blood that touched the ground brought a curse on you. It killed an innocent man and it brought a curse on him. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? All right. The amazing thing is that for your sins and my sins, God killed an innocent man. And what was his name? Jesus. He paid a debt he did not owe. And his blood did what? Touch the ground. In all the sins you've been committing, since I've never killed anybody in my life. The Bible says to hate your brother is to be a murderer. If you've never hated, yeah. Who has never hated? Who have never been angry? Say to be angry with your brother, you're worthy of hell. So naturally, everybody's worthy of hell. If you've ever been angry, you've ever said, you fool. Bible says you're worthy of hellfire. Well, what was God's remedy? Jesus' blood touched the ground. Oh. And when his blood touched the ground, what does the Bible say? It reconciled all things unto himself. So now, for you and I, we are blessed. When we walk this earth, Abel's blood said, curse be Cain. But the blood of Christ says, blessed be Fesso. Are you following me? The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12 verse 24, speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood, when Jesus was slain for you, because blood has a voice. The voice of Abel's blood is vengeance. That's why I tell people, don't kill nobody. Say, Pastor, what if I've killed? Go to God for forgiveness. Why? Because if it's a sin, the blood of Jesus can wash it away. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? You could be here. You've killed someone. You've done such things. You've done an abortion. Hear me. The blood of Jesus washes away those sins. I thought I'd get an amen.
So you go to him for forgiveness. I said, forgiveness was not your idea. Sin has its consequences. But you come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry. What does he do? He forgives you. Let's go back to Cain. Look at this. He said, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Next verse. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. Notice what God told Cain. He said, your brother's blood will make it difficult for you to succeed. But for us, the blood of Jesus will make it easy for me to succeed. We call that success by the blood. The children of Israel did not come out by their power. They came out because a lamb was slain. And what they could not get for 430 years, the night a lamb was slain came into their hands. If an animal's blood can give people what they labored for generations, what would the blood of Jesus Christ give to you? I dare say, by faith in the blood of Jesus, now what has been denied your parents that belongs to them will come into your hands in the name of Jesus. See, there is a blood greater than the blood that you shed. You see, there's a blood greater than the blood of Abel that's crying out vengeance. You come to God and say, I'm sorry. God said to Cain, the ground will not yield that strength unto thee, but not for me. The Bible says, blessed is your ground. I said, blessed is your ground. Wherever you step upon is blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. Don't kill nobody. See, the blood of Jesus will take care of it. Say, man, that man is blocking my success. If the man doesn't die, I won't move forward. Hey, who said so? The Bible says, a prepared what? It is a prepared food. A table means there are options. A fool calls me where? Not in the presence of an enemy. In the presence of what? That means, hear me, they can't stop your provision. I dare say your enemies cannot stop your provision. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, let my enemies live long and see what I'll be in future. Because if they could stop my future, they are powerful. But when I succeed without them, they bow to my God. Are you following me? All right. Then he says, a fugitive and a vagabond shall not be in the earth. In other words, you keep on running everywhere you go. You keep on running everywhere. You'll never be stable in life. That was the curse that sin brought on humanity. But by the blood of Jesus, you are stable in the name of Jesus. What you start, you will finish in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Now, wait. This guy just sinned, Lord. He killed somebody, Lord. Is he negotiating? Next verse. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from my face shall I be hid. You see that? The man cannot have intimacy with God because of sin. But the Bible says, by the blood of Jesus, we have access to the holiest. Please give me Hebrews 10 verse 19. We'll come back here. Hebrews 10 verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter where? To enter where? Into the holiest. That means as a child of God, you have access to God's best things. Hello? Is this access into what? Come on now, access into what? The holiest. You know, God doesn't hear my prayer because I'm better than you. He hears my prayer because of the blood of Jesus. So, but pastor, you were a virgin when you got married. Yeah. But there are virgins that died before they got married. There are virgins that are broke. Am I right? It's the blood of Jesus. See, we've raised a church without the blood. Now the fate of people is not in the blood of Jesus anymore. Pastor, why are you not struggling with sin? The blood. Why do you struggle? Your strength. By strength shall no man prevail. Our faith is in the blood. Why don't you steal money from church? The blood. Why don't you tax your members and deceive them? The blood has changed me. See, for most people, their faith is in their strength. So they do, I better pass my neighbor until they fall. So that man ain't the carry woman, but you they steal money. And that man in the smoke, but you they masturbate. And see that woman, the woman at Tatafo, but you, what are you? You gossip behind their back too. It's the blood. See, until you come to Jesus to change you, you will keep on struggling with your sin. I believed in what Jesus did, and my sins stopped immediately. Shocked everybody in my state. They say you're going to backslide in 2 weeks. Come on now, it's 20 years now. My faith was in the blood. I knew what Jesus did was perfect. And I had faith in it. I didn't go back to any of my bad habits. I didn't go back to smoking any of my... None. The blood. Tell someone the blood has a voice. The blood has power. You better believe it. You better believe it. It says we have access into the holiest. How? Come on now, how? How? By the blood of Jesus. That blood changed my heart. Washed my heart clean. I got a new heart. Washed it clean. By the grace of God, I've lived a scandal-free life. It's the blood. I'm not depending on myself. I'm depending on the Holy Spirit. I don't depend on myself. I depend on the life of God in me. See why you struggle? Because you're laboring in your strength. You see why you struggle? Because you boast in your strength. And pride goeth before a fall. You have no struggles. Or if you're a pastor, there's one of the temptations that faces pastors. You know, when you're facing a pastor, a woman will be around you and you'll be tempted. You might just fall. It's a normal thing. It's not a normal thing. Depend on him. If you depend on him, you'd be amazed how holy you could live. You will live a holy life accidentally than you have ever tried to live on purpose. Why? Because you're depending on his grace. No one of those old saints that lived holy life, they say, it's by the grace of God. Olden days saints, you read their books. Men of holiness. Men that walk into places, people start confessing their sins. They understood something. That without Jesus, they were nothing. You know me before, I don't smoke. I know. But you are struggling with that other sin. Galatians 6:1.
It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, watch this, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be what? Be tempted. Then when people come and praise me, Pastor Fesso, I've known you all days in school. I say, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. At least I'm not like those nonsense people now. Ah, those nonsense guys. We know they follow. I don't do that. It's just the grace of God. So I've watched you. I've watched you from school. You've been consistent. Your message has been consistent. Your impact has been consistent. It's the grace of God. Hebrews 10:19. Next verse, please. 20. By a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us. For some of us. For some of us. For how many of us? All of us. Through the veil. That is to say, what? His flesh. Next verse. And having a high priest over the house of God, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of what? Faith. When you want to pray, you know you have access to the holiest. That when you pray, it will get to the throne of God. You see, I'm telling you, this message will stop people from sinning. This message will stop people from stealing. Because you know that when you pray, it will go to the holiest. God will hear. Well, you don't believe God will hear your prayer. You look for ways to steal. Even for the young girl, the young guy you will sleep with to get money from him. You date him, not because you like him, but because you need money. But he says, my God shall supply all your need. The young man can only supply to the limit of his salary, to the limit of his income. God supplies according to his riches in glory. How? By Christ Jesus. See, it's getting to know God. It will deliver us from all these sin issues. Getting to know God. Knowing what he can do for you. It says, having our hearts sprinkled from what? What is sprinkled on your heart? The blood. And our bodies washed with what? That's baptism. He says, your heart is sprinkled first. You get born again before you're baptized. So now you have access to the holiest. Because before the priest can come into the holy place, this is what is done. Blood is taken and sprinkled on him. First of all, he's washed with water. Then blood is sprinkled on him. Then he can enter the holiest. We have also been sprinkled in our hearts. I said we've been sprinkled in our hearts. Are you all there? Go to Genesis quickly. It says, and I shall be a fugitive, verse 14 of Genesis 4, and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall what? Hear me. The man said, because of my sin, because the wage of sin is death. See, because of my sin, anybody that sees me now will kill me. But watch this. The word wages there in Romans 6 verse 23 means salary. So God is saying, the salary for sin is what? The payment for sin is what? So if you want to pay for sins, somebody has to die. Am I right? So when Jesus died for my sins, he canceled every death sentence from my life. See, many people are living as though they are children of Cain. Cain said, now notice,
Cain, no blood was offered to cancel it. Are you following me? Cain says, anyone that sees me will slay me. In other words, I'm liable to die anytime because of sin, because the payment has not been made. So you want to enter transport to travel, you are scared you may have accidents. You are afraid like Cain because you feel the blood has not been shed. The sacrifice has not been paid. You want to go by air. You are scared that the plane might crash. You don't understand. At night, you're scared if someone will come to your house, steal, and kill you. You're just scared. You're just scared. Hear me. Somebody has paid for your sins. Show this to you. Hebrews 2 verse 9. Very quickly. Hebrews 2 verse 9. We'll come back here. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should do what? He by the grace of God should do what? He by the grace of God should do what? He by the grace of God should do what? That means nobody can kill you. Because somebody has tasted your death. Are you following me? Somebody has tasted your death. Now, if you look at that word, but the word actually really means to eat up, to swallow up death. See, you need to know the reason why, if you read Paul's writings, they don't say they died, they say they sleep. Because their death, Jesus Christ has tasted it for them. When Paul wanted to die, he said, I'm about to be offered. In other words, I want to lay down my life. Now, he didn't die by accident. Oh. Acts 27, they were in a storm. That storm is called the Heraclidon. The storm tears sheep into pieces. But hear me, because Paul was inside that ship, everybody was spared, including the wicked people that arrested him. They arrested him to go and kill him. God spared them because Paul was there. Now you're traveling for your business. Who said you would die? Oh, you are traveling for a wedding. Who said you would die? See, Jesus has tasted death for you. Oh, oh. See, listen. Peter was walking on water. The Bible says he began to sink. He began to sink, but he didn't die there. When there was a storm on the sea, what happened? Their boats didn't sink. Hear me, you will never have an accident. We need to know what the blood of Jesus Christ has done so we can have success unlimited. You need to know. Now, this man wants this job. He goes to offer a sacrifice. He shed the blood. He killed a human being to be have a position, to whatever he wanted to be killed. But hear me, there's a better blood. There's a greater blood. The man applied for the position because he's a cultist. He offered a sacrifice. There's a better sacrifice. Are you following me? Hear me. Whatever position you contest for, is your right, you're going to get it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a better blood. There is a better sacrifice. We are not intimidated. You say, the man said he's going to do his juju. Hey, the blood is talking. The blood is talking, and the blood is saying success, blessing, promotion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you about the children of Israel. When that lamb was slain, hey, when that lamb was slain on that night, guess what? What their parents had labored for and they could not get for 430 years, just when the blood of a lamb cried. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And his blood is crying every day. Now whatever you labor for should come into your hands in the name of Jesus. The blood is crying right now. Now when you build your house, you will inhabit it. Oh, they didn't hear me. When you build a house, you will inhabit it. Some people build a house. Before they enter the house, they die. Isaiah 65 calls it a curse. But for you, Christ has redeemed you from the curse. Anything you stand that is good for God and for his glory, you will finish it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No abandoned project anymore in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. It gives us boldness. This other man has connections. Hear me. He may have connections. Joseph was not from Egypt. He became the number two man to the throne. I don't know who I'm talking to. You may not be related to the boss. He may not be from his community. But I say very soon you are going to be so close to him and have influence beyond your borders in the name of Jesus. Daniel was not from Babylon. Daniel was not from Persia. But when any government was in power, Daniel was relevant. I don't know who God sent me to. My faith in the blood of Jesus. No matter who is in power, you will be relevant and influential in the name of Jesus. Are you following me? It doesn't matter who is in power. The blood talks on your behalf. Are you following me? The blood speaks on your behalf. Yes, in the name of Jesus. There's someone here, your family has financial bondage. Right now it is broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. When Jesus died on the cross, I don't care the curse on your family. The curse of bondage is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what blood I cast on you, but the blood is good. Your sin may have brought it, but your blood is greater than your sin. In the name of Jesus, every curse in this place is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give him praise. Give him praise. Things are turning around in your life. Those shut doors are opening. By the blood of Jesus. 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 Yes, the man you want to see for an appointment, you will have favor by the blood of Jesus. The promotion you're waiting for, you will get in the name of Jesus. By the blood 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 of Jesus. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. The blood, the blood, the blood is talking. The blood is talking. The blood is giving you way to the holy and the best. By the blood. By the blood, by the blood. Every blessing is canceled. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood. He has tasted your death. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. By the blood of Jesus. Things are turning around. Your day of relevance has come. Your day of redemption has come. In the name of Jesus. You are risen. You are reigning. You are ruling. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Every push that has been in your house. I speak favor and increase in the name of Jesus. Your academics, I speak favor and increase in the name of Jesus. Your accommodation, I speak favor and increase in the name of Jesus. Give him praise. Give him praise. He's so worthy of praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.